This podcast is sponsored by Runway, air traffic control for your mobile releases. Put your releases on autopilot. Runway will shepherd your release from kickoff to submission to release with no manual intervention. A single source of truth for your releases. Runway integrates with your favorite tools for a bird's eye view over release progress and blockers. Make your releases collaborative. Get a rich, contextualized release runbook that makes capturing responsibilities and tracking tasks crystal clear. Get more control on your releases on App Store and Play Store. Point your browser to runway.team. Thank you for sponsoring my podcast. I'm also revamping my newsletter. Check it out, appforce1.net to sign up. You can also find a sign-up link on my Twitter profile. Welcome to another special edition with Pavel Madej. Most people will know Pavel from his CodeConf app. I think he's quite a recent name in the iOS developer community. And what I've heard from him is that he has a very interesting background, especially the way that he actually got into software development. So that's something we're definitely going to dig into in this interview. So Pavel, welcome. Hi, how are you doing?
Hello, I'm fine, thank you.
You created the CodeConf app. Can you tell us a little bit what it is about?
CodeConf app is about watching videos from conferences about programming, and especially mobile programming and iOS development. This is content about this, and my app gathers videos from conferences from around the world, and they are available to watch by speakers, by conferences, or just by the topic you are interested in. So there are many conferences that it is hard to find them if you do not know what to look for when googling for some conferences or some content. And this was the cause I started thinking about such app when I was learning iOS development. And I found few conferences which got very interesting content for me. But as I was digging more about other conferences and other videos, it was hard to find them. So I decided to make an app which has all these conferences in one place.
Okay, so it's basically an app that you created because when you were trying to find these videos for yourself, when you were learning iOS development, it was hard to actually find those videos. So you thought like, hey, maybe there's a niche here that I can actually provide some service to other developers out there that want to maybe also see these videos. Is that correct?
Yeah. This was the goal, because that was my problem, which I tried to resolve for myself, but I found that there are many other people in the same situation as I was a year ago. Many developers are learning, looking for solutions, looking for some knowledge. So I thought that it will be helpful for others also.
Was this your first iOS app, or was there another app that you worked on before this one?
No, this was the second one. The first one was Family Graves Map. It's an app that I started directly when I started learning iOS development. I thought that learning by project, having some idea to implement, will be good way to learn how to program in Swift and for iOS platform. So I was learning and implementing new features for Family Graves Map.
But Family Graves, the name sounds a bit interesting. Can you give a brief overview of what this app is about? Because I think it is somewhat of a topic that most people don't talk about very easily.
The idea for this app is also from my problem I got to find the solution for. So from my wife's side of family, we have many graves located in two cemeteries. But as in Europe, this time of year, have celebration of family members who passed by, it is dark very soon, and we got problem to find those graves. So I thought that maybe I will write the app where I can make some markers on the map and with locations of these graves. So when you when I am next time on the cemetery, I can launch my app and I see where to go and not to look around where these graves are located, because we visit them yearly, so it's easy to miss them when we are at the cemetery.
It's a tool that allows you to bookmark the location of a grave that is of interest to you and your family.
Yeah.
Okay.
Exactly.
And is the GPS of the iPhone accurate enough to actually get near enough? Because I've heard different stories on that.
As I was testing how much accurate it is, it's the most accurate measurement was about 4 meters.
Yeah, that's close enough, right?
Yeah.
But now we know a little bit about current apps that you have in your portfolio. Can you tell us a little bit about where you're from, because I know you live in Poland, and where did you grow up, and when did you get an interest in software development? And because I know that you went into a totally different direction before you actually wound up in software development, so can you tell a little bit about that?
Yeah, I live in Kielce, in Poland, as you said, and this is my hometown from birth. I lived Kielce only for my studies, and these studies was pharmacy, because I have master degree of pharmacy and more than 12 years experience as pharmacist. So this is my background, but almost from high school I was very interested in many IT topics. I was programming in PHP language, some little and one bigger project in PHP with Symfony framework. And I was also administering Linux servers for many years. So with database administration, mail server administration. So, but this was also everything my hobby. I wasn't doing this for money, but for myself, for my friends, for family, to keep these services and our domains, etc. So
you were doing all this IT related stuff next to your studies and day job as a pharmacist. You decided to switch to software development, or specifically iOS development. What happened there?
It took me more than a year and a half to find someone who will see my experience as iOS developer before that time. And I decided that if I find company which would like to hire me as iOS developer, I will leave pharmacy job and make this switch.
How do you like software development thus far for your livelihood?
I like it very much. I work for this company from half of October, because for this month and a half I was working at two jobs at the same time, and I like very much. Very different from working on iOS apps for myself, and now I work in a team. We have mobile team of two, me and one person, but the team is around 16 people.
Okay, so but when did you actually start learning about iOS development? When was that? How long ago?
More than 2 years ago, but I started learning a year and a half ago. That was March 2019.
And what were your most important books or resources to get you on a path to successfully learn these things?
Many books from Paul Hudson. I have book from Donnie Walls. I have from Mark Moyekens, if I pronounce properly.
Okay. Yeah, I actually had Donnie Walls and Paul Hudson on my podcast as well. It's a big leap that you took. No, steady job, probably a decent income. What was the response in your home situation, your friends, maybe family? What did they say when you said, okay, that's it. I'm going to learn iOS development and I'm going to jump ship from my steady job and be a self-employed developer maybe, or get hired somewhere. I just want to switch. What was the response that you got?
My wife was also all in. There were many months when she had to be very calm about my learning. But at the end of the day, I think she's happy that I managed to get to the point that I switched these jobs.
You didn't take the easy path. What were the challenges that you had to overcome to actually be able to become a software developer?
The biggest hurdle, I think, was that time that they only had 24 hours and I got to sleep sometime when I got stuck and I had no idea where to get through the problem, how to define question, how to resolve the problem because of my lack of experience. Sometimes the straight path is not the best one. So you have to sometimes get a step back, rethink the problem, and then you find a lot better solution.
One of the biggest hurdles as a software developer you have to overcome is to be able to manage your own level of frustration, because something's not working, you immediately start doubting yourself. Am I stupid? What am I missing? Am I forgetting something? Is it something I just don't understand? But the best thing you can do then is to actually sometimes even physically step back and come back to the problem later with a fresh mind, maybe some new ideas, maybe had a chat about it with someone. And that that really can brighten your day, so to speak. Let's see, what did we discuss? You were a pharmacist. You trained yourself to be a software developer. You mentioned a few resources. I think you had a lot of help from the content available on Hacking with Swift.
Yeah.
You mentioned Donny Walls.
But Donny Walls is, I think, the special person in my iOS journey, because it's not only his blog posts and his book, but I got many chats with him about very different topics and my questions. He helped me a lot with my problems I got around that time.
One thing that I noticed is that besides your current app, you also created a new Swift library this year called Twitter Text. Why did you come up with this new library and what does it actually do?
Twitter Text library is official Twitter library, but written in Objective-C. While I was writing a backend for ConConf app, I wanted to make plugin for this backend which could tweet some things about content I have it in CodeConf app. So to have feed in tweet, I got to calculate length of number of characters I can fit in one tweet, and as I was planning to have a little more content, I had to make tweets, and then I had to split this content to few chunks and also calculate the length, because if you have URL, it's calculated differently. If you have emojis, that's also not the one character. So I found that writing that thing for myself probably wouldn't find every edge case I could probably hit, and my tweets may not be sent through the Twitter API. And I found that in a library in the documentation, But the problem was that it was written in Objective-C, and I need to have this library SPM compatible. So I had to rewrite it into Swift language. So the Objective-C library got a huge test suite for checking if everything is calculated properly. And our implementation passes on macOS every test for this. And on Linux, we found 7 tests that fail because Linux implementation of Foundation library is a little different. Some chunks are not implemented on Linux. So, but this edge case, it was a very edge case because it was Arabic right to left text with English normal left to right text at in the same string. So that was the only thing we wasn't able to properly implement on Linux. But finally, it is done, and it's official Twitter text repository on GitHub. There is a note that I have this unofficial implementation in Swift of their library.
You made a big switch in your career path. There are other people out there that might be considering something similar. What do you think is the best advice that you could give to these people? What would you tell them to make sure that they have the best chance of becoming an iOS software developer in the same way that you did?
I think the best what I can say to everybody, don't give up. I think if you are motivated that you really like what you are doing and what you are planning to do because you like this and you have this motivation, keep up with this because it won't be easy, it won't be fast, but I think that having a product that you make, for example, making your own apps, is the best reward that you get from this learning path.
So what are your plans for the future in regards to iOS and software development? So what do you think lies ahead?
One goal for next year is to write a book about my journey, about my experience with this, because I got many questions from people asking me for some sharing my experience because they are also starting. And I think that in January I will also return a little back to CodeConf and to update talks database from that second half of this year. There are many remote conferences because of the situation, but I would like to have also them in my app for people. So I think in January it will be some updates for CodeConf. Also, I think about releasing a better iPad version. So because now it's rather for iPhone, but I have for iOS 14 and these new things plan for making better iPad version. I have one idea for another app, but I don't know if I start next year with this idea.
So you could say that becoming a software developer has given you a lot of new energy to actually go at it full force and make sure that you become the best software developer that you can be, given the time constraints, of course.
Working at pharmacy for some time It was hard for me because I knew that I want to be an iOS developer and I want to get this job switch. And it was waiting time when I get this opportunity to start full-time as iOS developer. So now having my dream reality, I have free mind for some another topics I can got, but I learned that we can't have too many side projects at the same time, because if you have them, nothing really works at all. So I am rather concentrating on very little topics, and I do not want to split my time into too many different things.
I must say, you're doing something that's really new for you. I think it's very commendable that you actually do that. Pavel, thank you. I think you made quite a journey, actually. A complete changeover from pharmacist to software developer. You created your own open source library. You created two apps, and you're now working as a full-time iOS software developer. So I'd say quite impressive what you did in 2 years' time. And maybe actually... we can meet each other at a conference sometime next year or the year after. Who knows what the future will bring. Thank you very much for your time, and it was great talking to you.
Yeah, thank you also, Jeroen, for having me on. And I think if situations around the world will be better, I think I will be very interested to meet with you and others on some conference, maybe in Poland, maybe in somewhere in Europe. Let's hope that that situation will end soon and we are back to normality.
I can agree to that. Thank you very much. Lead Developer, best practices and tips for lead software developers. PDF, MOBI and EPUB format. appforce1.net/lead developer. All one word.